plate a potential nugget.
Venerable, I wanted to spend a bulk of time talking about the book you've recently published, Running Toward Mystery, in a way which chronicles your journey and your choices so far. But at the outset, what caught my attention when I read the book was in the flap of the back of the book, you're described as an innovative thinker, philosopher, educator, and a polymath monk. I was just curious about how you relate to each of these identities. Maybe just to set context, give us a sense of what you do, how you spend time, and a little bit of the why behind what you do.
You know, at the very outset, I should say that, you know, the part of the joy of being a monk is becoming comfortable with identitylessness, you know. So much of my life and the effort ongoing is to not assume additional identities, but to lose whatever that there is. However, in the world that we live in, of course, these labels are useful, but most times they become trappings of different kinds. By virtue of my dabbling in spiritual life and academia and the world of invention and discoveries, these titles or labels get afforded to me. But I would say, you know, innovative thinker, mostly in the sense that I question things. I maintain a healthy sense of curiosity. I am a fan of tradition, but not bound by it. And I like to think, but I don't like to think mindlessly. It's not a pastime, leisurely exercise. It's a purposeful thinking. And by purposeful thinking, it's again something that is influenced by the Buddhist worldview, which is thinking towards the sense of collective well-being and collective sense of joy and how to nurture a mindset of freedom. So I think that's my sort of world. I think the notion of I'm going to get long-winded in these kinds of answers, so you'll have to edit all this stuff.
No worries.
The notion of polymath, I think simply what it signifies is that my interests are not contained in a singular discipline. And there's a clear reason for that from early on. Because of my interest in multiple subjects and not being somebody who was dictated by market economy or professional ambitions, I was able to deeply dive into many disciplines. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I had a sense of aversion to formal education because I thought it was not a very useful way of learning. But when I first came to US and I realized that I could dive into so many things, that my undergrad year, I declared multiple majors and multiple minors because I was a monk. I had nothing else to do. So I just wanted to study. And it just sort of, you know, made me go deeper into things. So that's what I guess, you know, these titles might be useful in terms of labels.
This insight from Venerable is profound at many levels. If I look at my own journey, for a long time I kept attaching labels. I'm an engineer, I'm an MBA, I'm a strategy consultant, I'm a headhunter, and so on. Post my leaving Agon Zender, I've tried to be a little more open around how I think about my identity. I don't want to come across as having figured this out, It's a journey I've been on, but it's been quite fulfilling. Sometimes people ask me binary questions. Are you a podcaster? Are you a coach? Are you a sounding board? Are you a consultant? And so on and so forth. And I realize that sometimes it comes from them trying to get certainty given the mental models they have. And I find that I don't have a clean answer to some of these questions. While I'm still working in the direction of being identity-less, I feel I've moved a little bit, a baby step, towards being more comfortable with this fuzziness. If this topic is of interest, do look up the curated playlist on identity at playtopotential.com. To quote one particular nugget from James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, he was on the podcast earlier, and he speaks about the criticality of keeping the identity small for us to transition from one context to another.
So part of that is the separating of the identity or the defining it in a better way. But the other aspect of this, and this is the part that you referenced with Paul Graham's quote, keep your identity small, is that the tighter you cling to any individual identity, the harder it becomes to grow beyond it. So you see this in pretty much any area of life. The tighter you cling to the idea that, you know, like a teacher who's been teaching for 20 years and they have their lesson plans figured out and it's like, this is the way it is. The tighter you cling to that, the harder it becomes to grow beyond that, learn new, different learning methods, new learning modalities, change your course structure, etc. The surgeon who is like, this is the way we do the operation, even though there might be a new technology that allows them to do it in a less invasive manner. The tighter you cling to that previous identity, the harder it becomes to grow beyond it. And this is one of the real challenges for building habits, which is that early on, building a new identity is a really valuable thing because it can get you to stick to the habit. So for example, let's say that you're not fit right now, but you want to start getting in shape. Building the identity of I am a runner is a really valuable way to get you to stick to the habit of running. But then what happens, you know, 20 years from now, if you injure your knee or your hip and it's not possible for you to run anymore? Well, now you feel like you've lost this sense of self. And so you need to transition to a new identity. And so the process here is not like a line. It's much more like a circle. You're continually evolving, continually updating and expanding and revising your beliefs. And you really need to be committed to doing that. And if you can keep your identity small, it makes that process easier because you're it's like retouching a painting. If your identity is so large that it consumes everything about you, then all of a sudden getting rid of that aspect feels like you're, you know, tearing yourself in two. And so for all of those reasons, keeping your identity small can be a valuable way to continue to grow, evolve, and expand.
As James says, especially when we are in moments of transition, not being too attached to labels that we've assumed from the past can often open up a world of possibilities.